Thank you for the introduction. Like she said, my name is Sarah Dentelman, and I am a sophomore at Southern Illinois University Carbondale, and I work as an undergraduate researcher in the SIU Weed Science Lab. Today, I'll be presenting research on how weed communities are affected by both tillage and fertility for 48 years in Southern Illinois. Any tillage study that has been maintained for this amount of time is a valuable resource. With this resource, we can ask any number of questions. We wanted to look at weed diversity. In the literature, we found that no-till systems consistently have higher weed diversity. So Forsella and Lindstrom found that in conventional tillage, there was weed seed loss. We also expect to see greater grass and small-seeded broadleaf pressure, and this is because grass seeds can be grouped with small-seeded broadleaf weeds because they have small seeds and they need to germinate from the surface of the soil. And Werkel and Arnold also found this with their higher grass pressure. We also expect to see more wind-dispersed species. So those wind-dispersed species will land on the surface of our no-till systems and germinate very easily from that depth. Just to give you some objectives for our study, we wanted to look at weed emergence in the field, and we also wanted to look at the differences in weed communities by tillage and fertility. So this picture that you see on the slide, when we tilled this year, this was just a snapshot of, like, at the ground level, what our tillage looked like. Some field history. This study was started in 1970, and it was continuous corn for 20 years. And then in 1991, it was moved into a corn-soybean rotation. We used non-selective herbicides in our no-till burndown, and soil-applied herbicides and foliar-applied herbicides were used throughout the season to control weeds. Our fertilizer was applied in the corn years of the corn-soybean rotation, and the specific fertilizer rates were chosen based on the recommendations from the Illinois Agronomy Handbook. So some more field history. This is a full factorial study established in a somewhat poorly drained Bethalto silt loam at the SIU Belleville Research Center in Belleville, Illinois, which is in St. Clair County right there. It was a randomized split plot design with tillage as the main plot and fertility as the subplot. There were 12 treatments and 4 replications, and our plot size was 6 by 8 meters, and our row spacing was 76 centimeters. This is just a visual representation of what the plot plan looks like. So what you can see here is that we have our alternate till represented by pink, which is conventional till for 1 year, no-till for 2 years, and then we have our continuous no-till, chisel, and conventional. The one thing I wanted to point out to you is you can see here we have our green next to our orange, next to our green, which is our no-till surrounded by 48 years of conventional. And when you're actually walking through that field, because there's been 48 years of tillage, you step up into the no-till and back down into the conventional till. This year we plowed our alternate till, which you can see in this picture. There's that. And then moving into some data, our data was collected as per half meter squared on July 18th of this year. Like I mentioned, our plot size was 6 meters wide, and only 3 of those meters were sprayed with herbicide this year, and we counted in the other 3 meters. We did a community analysis using the Dakota software, and we looked at effects of tillage and fertility on the weed community composition. We also did a non-metric multidimensional scaling ordination, and an ANISM, which is an analysis of similarity, and it's similar to the ANOVA procedure. And we also did some vector fitting, which I'll show you here in a minute. We ran individual species analysis in SAS version 9.9, and because we saw a strong tillage effect but no fertility effect in Dakota, we wanted to look at tillage on its own in a one-way ANOVA in SAS. So this slide right here is an ordination of weed communities. Each point on this graph is a weed community within a given plot. The axes that you see are abstract locations given to each community based on their similarities and dissimilarities. So for example, this point right here represents our alternate till, and because it is the farthest distance from that plot, they are the most different from each other. And similarly, those 3 points that are oriented right next to each other are the most similar in their weed communities because the space between them is virtually none. In this slide, we added envelopes that highlight the differences between tillage groups. So you see our orange is represented in our continuous no-till, which is up here, and our alternate till is represented by maroon here. The similarities between tillage groups are represented by our yellow and green envelopes, which you can see overlap significantly, so they are virtually the same in their weed community composition. So now for our vector graph, we wanted to look at evenness, richness, and diversity in these systems. So richness is the number of each species in each plot. Evenness is how evenly their abundances are distributed. And diversity is an index that considers both richness and evenness. As you can see here, we do not have an evenness vector because it was not significant in our study, but the richness and diversity are. And as you move into the ordination space where the no-till plots are oriented, you can see that we have increasing richness and diversity. And this finding supports other studies that have shown similar trends in our expectations. Similarly, in our areas of disturbance, you can see that there is lower richness and diversity, which is associated with our tillage systems. We ran a two-way ANOVA, and we had 17 species that were present, and 13 of them were not significant in either tillage or fertility. And then in our two-way ANOVA, two of the four species that were significant were our Panicum dicterfolium, which is your fall panicum, and this is affected by both tillage and fertility, but there were not interactive effects between tillage and fertility. Our other species is Cisteria faberi, which is your giant foxtail. There was no significance on emergence for fertility, but there was on tillage. As you can see in this graph here, our plant count per half meter squared is on our y-axis, and our weed species is on our x-axis. In our fall panicum, our absolute lowest counts were in no-till, represented by the orange bar. And the same was true in our Cisteria faberi, which is our giant foxtail. Our absolute lowest counts are represented by the orange bar in our continuous no-till. Because we've seen this trend, we can hypothesize that no-till could be an effective cultural control method for our grass species. We did think that we were going to see greater grass pressure in no-till because those small seeds sit right on the surface and germinate right there, but that's not what we found based on our emergence. So now we're looking at our plant counts per half meter squared again with our weed species, and this one was the fertility treatment. So as you can see here, the emergence of fall panicum was heavily influenced by any fertilizer application at all. So here we have our one nitrogen application, and then in the yellow bar we see our nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium application. And then in our one-way ANOVA, we saw significant tillage effects on water hemp and prickly cyda, which is our Amaranthus tuberculatus and our Cyda spinosa. So for our water hemp, our chisel treatments bury the seeds just enough. The seed is somewhat protected and shallow enough to emerge. And that's why we see the highest counts in our continuous chisel system, represented by the yellow bar. And then we hypothesize that because of the lowest counts in our continuous no-till, that was because that the water hemp seeds lay on the surface of the soil and experience weathering and seed predation. And then over on the prickly cyda side of things, we see that their greatest emergence was in our continuous no-till, so the least amount of disturbance. And because of that, we can see that our prickly cyda did not do very well in our disturbed systems. So some conclusions. We did support the fact that we had higher weed diversity in our no-till systems, and that was that graph that had the vectors on it, so that higher weed diversity. And then for our greater grass and small-seeded broadleaf pressure in no-till systems, this was not supported by our grasses or our common water hemp, but because the prickly cyda had the best emergence in our no-till system, there's the little asterisk with that one. And then for our more wind-dispersed seed species, we did not support this because we did not find any of these wind-dispersed species. So the common driver weed in southern Illinois that is associated with this wind dispersal is mare's tail, and there was no mare's tail that even emerged in the field when we took our counts. So we are continuing this study in the greenhouse, and we hope to see some of the same trends in our grow out. So I'd like to take this time to thank SIU Weed Science for all the help and support that they've given me through this process, and I will take questions. Thank you. no, we did not use cover crops in our no-till system.
Any other questions?
Yes.
So based on your results, what recommendations would you give producers that were using no-till?
So she asked what I would recommend for no-till producers. I would definitely make sure that I would recommend taking a close look at your weed diversity, so our small-seeded broadleaf weeds and our grasses. So make sure that you have good control of those weeds. Mm-hmm.
Did you see any of the weeds
So on this research facility, there is Palmer amaranth. It is not resistant. It's on the other, this is on the north end of the farm, and that Palmer is on the south end of the farm. But besides water hemp, there is not any species that are like that. Because this area has been maintained weed-free for 48 years, we don't have resistance issues on this area.
Any other questions? All right.